Hello friends, how are you today? Welcome to another episode of Being Like Jesus. We're still on a series, God and His Word. Today we'll be reading from Psalm 119 verse 105. Psalm 119 verse 105 says, "Your word is like a lamp for my feet and a light for my way." Your word is like a lamp for my feet and a light for my way. And Luke chapter 8 verse 5 to 15. Luke chapter 8 verse 5 to 15. It says, "A farmer went out to plant his seed. While he was planting, some seed fell beside the road. People walked on the seed and the birds ate all this seed. Some seed fell on rock. It began to grow but then died because it had no water. Some seed fell among thorny weeds. This seed grew, but later the weeds choked the good plant. And some seed fell on good soil, good ground. This seed grew and made 100 times more grain." Jesus finished the story. Then he called out, "Let those with ears use them and listen." Jesus' followers asked him, "What does this story mean?" Jesus said, "You have been chosen to know the secret truth of the God kingdom of God. But I use stories to speak to other people. I do this so that they will look, but they may not see. They will listen, but they may not understand." This is what the story means. The seed is God's teaching. What is the seed that fell beside the road? It is like the people who hear God's teaching, but then the devil comes and takes it away from their hearts. So they cannot believe the teaching and be saved. What is the seed that fell on rock? It is like those who hear God's teaching and accept it gladly, but they don't have deep roots. They believe for a while, but then trouble comes. They stop believing and turn away from God. What is the seed that fell among the thorny weeds? It is like those who hear God's teaching, but they let the worries, riches, and pleasures of this life keep them from growing. So they never produce good fruit. And what is the seed that fell on the good ground? This is like those who hear God's teaching with a good, honest heart. They obey God's teaching and patiently produce good fruit. God and His Word. God's Word is described as a light. Our lives can sometimes seem a bit like walking in the dark. We don't always know what's ahead or what path to take. When we don't know where we're going or what's ahead, we can trust God and His Word. It's a lamp unto our feet and a light to our path. God's Word illuminates the dark parts of our life, the things about ourselves that we need to change and grow to be more like Jesus. Jesus tells a story about seed, which we read in Luke chapter 8. He tells of a farmer who goes out to sow some seed. Some of the seed falls onto the path where it gets trampled on, and birds come and eat it. Some of the seeds fall onto rocky soil, where once the seed grew, they died quickly because they didn't receive enough moisture. Some of the seed fell on good soil and grew and grew and grew until it produced a crop 100 times more than what was sown. Jesus says that the seed is the word of God. When the seed falls on good soil, it doesn't get taken away. Its roots grow deep and troubles and worries don't choke it. When the seed falls on good soil, it grows and produces life. That's what makes a difference in our everyday life. The Bible is like a sword, living, active and sharp. The Bible is like a mirror, reflecting the truth that brings freedom. The Bible is like bread, nourishing us and helping us grow strong. The Bible is like light, shining a path for our feet to tread. The Bible is like a seed sown into good soil. It can produce life. Believe God's word is true. God's word is true. Let us pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, we thank you for your word today. Thank you for your word that is our light to our path. Be the good soil that the word falls onto and produces lots of fruits in Jesus' name. Amen. That's it for today. Till same time tomorrow. Do have a wonderful day today. Bye. I want you.